Controversy continues to swirl around a statement from breast cancer charity Komen for a Cure that appeared to reverse a decision to defund Planned Parenthood. Last week, the Komen Foundation had said they would no longer fund the pro-abortion organization, citing the fact that Planned Parenthood was under criminal investigation by the U.S. Congress, and noting that Planned Parenthood clinics did not directly provide mammograms for women, but only offered referrals for the service. After a week of intense criticism from pro-abortion groups, the Komen Foundation appeared to step back from its earlier decision, although pro-life organizations noted that the charity's statement on Friday was not conclusive. Earlier this year, Bishop Leonard Blair of Toledo, with other bishops from Ohio, had expressed his concern about some of the Komen Foundation's policies, including their funding of Planned Parenthood, and had directed that fundraising carried out under Catholic auspices should be directed to local Catholic charities. Bishop Blair spoke to Christopher Wells about the controversy.
We were concerned because for several years, a number of people had asked whether it was appropriate to make contributions to Komen for the Cure because of their association with Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion provider, and also because of questions regarding the possible support of embryonic stem cell research. And for that reason, the bishops came to the conclusion, after some study, that we would not have our institutions, that is to say our parishes and schools, participate directly in making institutional gifts to Komen for the Cure. And we didn't say that individual Catholics were prevented from doing so, but we had our misgivings about these issues. And now, of course, we were very happy recently with the welcome news that Komen for the Cure was disassociating itself from Planned Parenthood and would no longer provide funds to them, only to find out within a few days afterward that they'd reversed that decision. So that came as a great disappointment to me personally, because obviously we all want to support research to find a cure for breast cancer. That is the goal, and that is very worthwhile and much to be supported, but not with these entanglements with Planned Parenthood and the possibility of embryonic stem cell research.
Now, the bishops throughout the country, the Catholic Church, has a very prominent role in women's health care issues and health care in general. Where do bishops go when they're trying to promote these issues and working with organizations that have these connections with morally problematic means of achieving those ends?
Well, of course, we're living in a world today in the United States and elsewhere where it is difficult sometimes to make the proper distinctions, because many times very worthy goals and pursuits have entanglements with things that, from the moral point of view, from our Catholic faith, that we cannot support. And so again, we bishops made in Ohio a prudential judgment that we would not promote institutional gifts to Komen. So that was our answer. And other bishops have come to other conclusions, at least as far as perhaps not taking that step. But so it is a matter of a certain prudence about what is called for. But we're always trying to be vigilant about these things, and we're certainly always trying to call people's attention to these things. And we're trying to make a good decision about how we should proceed.
And Bishop, the bishops, yourself and the bishops of Ohio, were criticized certainly in the press for the prudential decision that you made. Are you in dialogue with some of these advocacy groups, or has there been a conversation, or where do you stand with that?
Well, we certainly have been in community. At least I can't speak for the other bishops, but I know in Toledo, yes, I have had communications with Komen for the Cure locally to talk about the concerns that we bishops have.
And will those? Do you expect those talks to be ongoing, or what? How do Catholics and pro-lifes respond to a situation like this, where a group does, at least apparently, seem to try and be taking these good steps, and then go back on it? Do you keep talking with them? What happens next?
Well, certainly, we always want to be in dialogue with people, but we also want to maintain clearly what our concerns are and try to address them directly. And that's what we've done with Coleman in Ohio, the local affiliates, and want to try to work with them for them to understand what our concerns are. Now, this national decision, the events of these last days seem to suggest, and I don't say that this is because of what the Ohio bishops did, but clearly there was an attempt to separate themselves from Planned Parenthood. But in the resulting reaction in some quarters, they decided to reverse their decision, which to us is a disappointment.